Did you know koalas can get chlamydia? I've met a few koalas. Not sure if they had the clap or not. I mean, the koala will live on in plastic form for another 500 years or more. So are they really extinct? We all read that the koala bear maybe is, maybe isn't functionally extinct. The fucking koala bear, man. The cute little motherfuckers with big ears, big noses, and those little beady eyes, they've lost. They've lost to our greed. Humanity is like knocked down a major domino. It's a marsupial that I never thought would disappear from this planet, like ever. And the internet is filled with garbage. At this point, I'm not even sure if the koala is functionally extinct, actually extinct, or maybe just a shit ton of them have died in the past 2 months from millions of acres of Australia burning. That's the machine at work. What's real? I'd like to cling to the idea that koala bears are fine and will continue to be fine forever. Climate change, global warming, environmental degradation, biodiversity loss, sea level rise, polar vortex, superstorms, land hurricanes, aridification, fires, floods, famine, dwindling habitats, soil loss, pollinator collapse, air pollution, water pollution, light pollution, plastic pollution, migration, immigration. There are so many dominoes that need to fall before it hurts people enough to wake them. So many big and little things that have, are, and will touch us in ways that are just totally incomprehensible. And dealing with such large dominoes, such broad tragedies, and such distant catastrophes is impossible because they don't touch enough of us. People largely need their house to flood or burn down. They need to lose power for weeks at a time. The pollution has to burn somebody's lungs or poison their drinking water in order for action to feel necessary. But what action does one take? Call their legislators? You're right. Write a letter to Congress, start a petition, maybe even stand outside the Capitol with a big sign and look around and see all the other people with signs signaling their own personal struggle with the collapsing environment. But I'm a realist, and if the koala bear isn't functionally extinct today, it will be entirely extinct in my lifetime. Perhaps before CCR graduates from high school 6 years from now. The fact that I'm even talking about koala bears no longer existing in the wild is utter and complete insanity. Will they stop selling koala stuffed animals, keychains, t-shirts, or whatever other novelty koala swag that people who think those gray little bastards are cute buy? No. The stress, the anxiety, the fear, the deep sadness that I felt when I read about the koala was so visceral that I broke down. I actually cried. I felt like the whole of humanity doesn't give two shits about the koala. The machine, technology, humanity, whatever and whoever you want to blame has completely forgotten that we aren't too different from the koala. You know, we do get the clap too. While we may be able to endure more fires than a koala, we might even be able to survive habitat loss. What we can't escape is the loss of food and water. And eventually, when we've squandered all the resources on this planet, the fires, the floods, the famine, they're coming for us too.
On planet Earth, at the peak of human ingenuity, we still haven't managed to save ourselves from... Two brave souls have decided to take on our enemy to prevent the world from falling into the...
Let motherfuckers feel the climate change. Let motherfuckers feel the climate change.
Hey, let's talk about stress. All right. How are you dealing with climate change stress? Let us tell you about our bullshit, okay? It's been a stressful month. It's been a stressful
It's been bullshit.
Weeks. Has it been a stressful year? It's kind of been a stressful year. You too? You too? We got, like, capitalism bullshit is it's fucked up right now.
It's beyond fucked up. It's really fucking stupid. It sucks.
Yeah, let's start there. That's where it's fucked up. You know, we took... we You know, you've heard us talk before. You know, you gotta get on your journey and you gotta drop out and you gotta get 1 foot out. And I realized, I was like, man, we had
2 feet out. Yeah, for 2 feet out. While.
It was great.
It was cool as fuck.
And then it was like, oh,
we weren't podcasting much.
Yeah.
Because we were like, everything's cool, man. We're just like, you know, gardening and like stuff.
Yeah. So the 2 feet out was sweet, but then capitalism came back around. It's like, we're going to need our pound of flesh. And it was like, we don't do that anymore. Oh, shit. Actually, we need to do that? Fuck.
Oh, fuck.
So kind of forgot how to do that. And now I've been driving all over the goddamn world, you know, doing my part in the long prostration before capital.
Yep.
And it's fucked. My back is fucked up.
Yeah.
From driving. Because we haven't driven much. Haven't sat on planes. My fucking...
Not in any regular amount of time. I mean, there's...
Yeah.
You know.
Several hours a day I've been in the car last night. My back is fucked. I'm actually standing up recording this podcast right now.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true. He's tall too, so.
Way up here.
Way up there.
I'm rubbing my back as we speak. And then, so capitalism is fucked up. You know, injured. We've had to deal with our share of pain on this show before.
Don't even get me started. But I got a list.
Yeah, there's this got a fucking back thing, got a shoulder thing that needs to get looked at, but I don't fucking know. It probably needs surgery, but we don't really want to spend the money. Remember that part where we were like,
and,
we had 2 feet out of capitalism?
And we're not convinced that it works. And one of my doctors is like scared us into never wanting to get anesthesia again. So
yeah, that's cool. So that's another institution you can't trust. Big anesthesia.
Ketamine's awesome.
Yeah, so we're self-medicated, and we're in like, you know, at least 30 minutes a day we're talking about, hey, how's the wing? Do we need to put some grease on that? How about a heating pad? Do you want a massage? Blah, blah, blah. You know, that's just part of the day. That's part of the day now.
Yeah, we buy gallons of BioFreeze.
Mm-hmm. It's a huge, get the pump. Highly recommend the pump. And then on top of that, we've got fucking CCR is... working on the Thought Police having to scrub his name from the archives. Like one more screw up and it's like, who is that?
Yeah.
You know, that's all we'll fucking say about that.
That's
you too? You too?
Yeah.
You too?
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh yeah, there's the other thing.
What thing?
There's the thing, the 7 degrees warming by 2100.
I'm sorry. Wait, what?
Yeah. Yeah. Don't you know?
Oh my God.
Yeah. The U.S. government.
I forgot about that because I was too busy going, so we have like 17,000 big problems right now in this little household. So, and then, oh my God. Yeah. The weather's fucking weird.
Yeah. About that.
It's real weird. And then also like it's like the fabric of society is ripping as we watch, like we can even hear like the single threads like tearing.
Uh-huh.
And it's like you want to celebrate, but it's like, but we still have to go in there. We have to go in and touch that fabric and like, help tear it apart, I guess.
At the same time.
I don't
and
know.
And deal with the consequences.
Yeah.
Like this was like, okay, we all need to rip it up and then put it back together in a different way really quickly.
Right. But yet I feel like I'm just with everyone else pretending everything's okay because everybody's like doing like normal shit and like, but they're not at the same time because they're all like fucking freaking out too and they don't even know why because you know what? It's all fucking broken and the planet is ejecting us.
So would you say that's stressful? Are you seeing that around there? Have you noticed that too? That everyone is just sort of like, got that look on their face, the 1,000-yard stare is turning the 1,000,000-yard stare, and it's just sort of like, yep, okay, we're gonna just keep going this direction. Here was a warning sign. It said one of my oldest friends, one of my most ADD friends, like, guy makes big money, big time money.
Yeah, he is a dream chaser.
Yeah, he's just checking it off. He's big money. He's flying all around. You know, kids, house, or whatever. And just this week, he told me, he was like, I don't know. I think I'm selling these big corporate contracts to people that don't need them. And I don't think this industry I'm in is going to be around in 10 years, maybe 5. So I'm just, you know, not feeling that good about going to work anymore.
Yeah, and it's like, it's almost sad to see somebody's first realization that everything they're doing is bullshit.
Yeah.
Because that happened to us a long time ago. We forgot that moment where you're like,
the metamorphosis.
Everything means nothing.
Mm. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. All this stress, all this energy I'm putting into something is actually nothing. That's a fucking weird terror. You know what it's like? I think it's exactly like landing back on Earth from space.
What? Because you went up there and then you're like, I didn't change a goddamn thing or learn shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like how the astronauts, like, they try to let everyone know. It's like, don't worry, we weren't just looking out the windows. We had science experiments to run.
Yeah.
And tests.
We were working very hard. Yeah. You're like, yeah.
And there were repairs to make.
Yeah, okay.
And it's sort of like I'd actually be cool if it's like, you know, there's the whole carbon footprint of the rocket.
Yeah, I'm actually against space. I don't believe in it.
As a concept. But for the rest of us... Let's imagine there's
and we're not supposed to talk about space right now.
We're not.
You brought up astronauts. This is an asterisk stoner alert.
Well, we're in near space. We're only 250 miles above the Earth's crust with the ISS. We won't go any farther than that.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. You can't even look the other way, though.
No, you can't.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. You can't look out into the great void. You can only stare down
there's
at the
no
Earth.
There's no void. Go.
I just want to tell the astronauts that go up there, like if they're gonna go,
and they're gonna call.
Yeah, they're like, you don't have to. Like, it's okay if you're like, I was up there for 12 days and all I did is look out the window. I'm like, that's cool. I bet it was you got to stare at Earth for 12 days. That's amazing.
That's better than I could have done because I would have just been fucking puking my goddamn brains out.
Yeah,
I'm made to leave this planet.
It's okay. It's okay to look. It's okay to gawk. It would be nice to look at Earth.
I don't think I could, because if I saw a civilization dotted around at night, I'd just be like, where's the nuke button?
Yeah, do we have that up
here?
Do we have that? Can we
do something real bad right now? That's what I would do. I should not make this a podcast, because then maybe I could still be an astronaut. I mean, everybody can if they try.
That's all. You could be whatever you want.
I just need to go to space camp. I don't even know if that's a thing anymore.
So even the astronauts are stressed out. You know why? Because I think that they've realized it's all for naught. There are some blue flamers. I don't know if you call the astronauts that, but there are some true believers who think we're going to Mars. It's like, no, we're fucking not.
I know. That's why I hate astronauts. They're like, we believe in human ingenuity. Oh, yeah? How has that worked out so far, guys? Oh, yeah, you went to space, but also the planet is going to kill us all. Because of our innovations.
That's really the third great denial.
Yeah.
It's
weird. Like,
we're not going to Mars.
It's weird when you're like...
It's never going to happen.
Right. When you're hearing, you know, like scientists and such talk about what a fabulous species we are and how incredibly intelligent we are. And they start rattling off all the shit we can do. We can build skyscrapers. We can go to the moon. We can... And you're like, yeah. But can someone just point out that we're also killing ourselves?
All that shit is
mass extinction. Like,
it's based on.
I feel
what
like that
us.
Negates everything, right? It's so funny when nobody says that. Why does nobody say that? Because they're fucking assholes.
And they're cowards.
And they believe in the wrong things.
And this is one way to deal with climate stress.
Yeah.
Is to blame the others.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Those goddamn astronauts.
Yeah.
So there's a chink in the capitalism armor. I don't know if you've heard that recently. If you've experiencing that yourself, what is capitalism? What is money? How do we navigate that? Casey, you said it earlier today. You said that we're all just coping. Like, you can see it on everybody's face.
Oh yeah. Oh, everybody's freaking out, man. Everybody's freaking out. Every fucking buddy is like, this shit is not working for anybody.
No.
But yet they're still doing it.
We saw a great coping mechanism today in the chip aisle.
Oh, that was brilliant. Well, okay. It's the Publix update.
Yeah. Casey's public speed. So over in aisle 14, Casey's got a live one here.
So we have to first talk about the person we saw on the drive.
Oh, yeah.
Two Publix. So I saw the most amazing consumer product. It's a new push-up bra, and it's called Your Fat Fucking Stomach.
Works
That's
great.
What we saw driving next to us. It was this woman with her boobs to her chin, and then I'm like, oh my God, her belly's underneath that, and I can see it through the window. Oh my God. And she was stuffing her face.
And
I mean stuffing her face in a $100,000 truck.
Coping. Food is a good way to... Comfort food.
So then Publix, we swing down. It's like the chip and peanut butter aisle. Anyways.
We only buy the quinoa chips.
That's true. Organic, of course. And this woman grabs the thing, fat woman, grabs the thing of Pringles off the shelf, pops it open, starts eating it. Me and JP fucking lose our shit.
fucking dope addicts. Fucking get in my face.
She just grabs, you know, just like the commercial, just a big old thing, and just shoves it down into her throat. She's just like eyes rolling back in her head. She realized that we were reacting to her, and she didn't care.
No, she was shaking. She was like, I just have to get this in. Just one.
It was insane. Oh my God. I was just like, oh my God, this is crazy.
And then
my favorite person in the county, Pia from Italy. We got to talk to her about climate change. She's not too bothered by it. I mean, she's got a foot in the grave. She's like 100 years old. But she's from Italy, and, you know, she realizes it, but, you know, she's still going to fly back and forth to Italy every 3 months.
I love when you read the news anymore that...
Your own personal news feed.
Yeah.
Customized to your interests and opinions.
The reason it's starting to seem like it is curated is because it seems like it's up to the reader to figure out what to do with all the stress.
And the information is like... meaningless. It's really meaningless. It's like, what? Okay. There's another shitty thing happening. Nobody's gonna do anything about it. Okay. Cool.
My favorite brand of that press is stories about billionaires who have realized that everything is shitty, and it's like, well, even a billionaire thinks everything's going shitty.
Ooh, really?
But it's still up to the reader to infer. So infer how that might impact your life, probably in all the bad ways. Good luck with that. The news.
Brought to you by somebody who gives nothing, no shits about you. No shits are given about anything, but...
What would you do without us?
Yeah.
So stress, how have we been coping with that?
We have not been doing great.
It's been rough out there.
We have not been doing great. We have had lower standards of sleep and food and time and relaxation. I don't think we've had a relaxation. I feel like we haven't stopped. It's just been kind of it's just chaos.
And we moved the elephant ears over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. That was a big thing that we'd done.
We've told you about the elephant heist before, and they weren't thriving where they were. They were getting too much sunlight.
And not enough peanuts.
And I'll be goddamn as I'm like, I thought. We should have tried that. Their ears were shrinking.
We looked. We called a vet. They were like, we haven't heard of that.
Yeah, we don't actually see those kinds of elephants. But they were getting too much sunlight. And I'll be damned, Casey. I actually didn't bring this up to you, but I was like, I feel like this setting sun, the evening west sun, I feel like there's something wrong with it. Now, okay, I know I've gone off the deep end there, but I was sort of like, I don't think the sunset used to be this warm.
Oh, it's fucking hot as a motherfucker, man. When that sun was out, even yesterday, was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday when I was, I moved the fire bush. No, it wasn't yesterday because it rained yesterday afternoon for like 13 seconds. It must have been the day before. Anyways, it was not that hot out. And man, the sun, I was like, Jesus fucking Christ, it's hot. I mean, I like it, but it's a little disturbing. And especially as it goes down, it's like you can feel the radiation.
You can't. It's not, it's more than the whole like, oh, it's warmer in the sun than it is in the shade. It's sort of like, no, like the rays kind of hurt more. It's sort of like you can feel the cell walls being ripped apart.
Yeah. Well, the elephant ears noticed that too.
That's why they fucking shrank. It's not just us.
No.
They were wet.
No, but they don't like full sun. And basically where they are, they get afternoon Florida sun, which is basically full sun.
So the elephant ears were, I don't know, maybe it is the warmer afternoon sun or something. Maybe it's not warmer. But anyway, they were getting too much fucking sun, so they had to move.
They did. And it was a big project. And it was a really big project.
And you know what? We were having a bad day. And we were just like, let's try to just go touch the plants.
Yeah. And this had been on the list for a while because we didn't want them to completely disappear.
Yeah. They were
on their way. They were legit on their way. They were like, we are going away.
So just, you know, touching the little green guys. Yeah. Talking to them was like, we came back inside and we were like, it was way cooler outside when we were trying to. But, you know, we've been feeling like, I don't know, it just.
But even outside, it's been hard for us to let go because we'll sit under the loquat tree and then we're like talking about capitalism or how weird stuff is. You know, like we have a harder time just taking it in, which is, it sucks, man.
And the whole society is doing this shuffle, the zombie shuffle. It's just sort of, everyone is just sort of like, like I mentioned, my friend, he's just sort of like, I think I'm just going through the motions now.
Yeah.
And, you know, 3 weeks ago, not coincidentally, he was all like, it's kind of weird that my two kids are going to be growing up with a California that is on fire for a couple months every year. Like, I didn't grow up with that, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of related.
And this guy was like, I mean, he's not like a climate denier or anything, but he's definitely is like, I'm in the machine and I am cool
and I support,
with it.
I support that getting fixed.
Yes. Yes. But he's coming to it, you know, and people are coming to it and they're coming into it in a lot of different ways. And what's going to be real interesting is how people who don't even know that they're going through this, like, what are their reactions going to end up being? It's going to be this boulder of really depressed and pissed off and strangely coping people. It's going to be crazy.
We don't have the structures to deal with that level of mass stress.
Yeah. I mean, it's already happened. You know, this is why things are all fucked up, because everybody is stressed and people don't have any meaning in their life anymore. And oh yeah, that's right. And then there's another story about, you know, some horrible climate catastrophe, and it's like, Jesus Christ. But it's funny how people aren't linking all of that together, but I think they, I mean, it's inevitable. I mean, even if they don't, I mean, they're gonna be forced to.
Do you remember aspirations? Do you remember what that felt like when you were like, oh, I'm gonna do this big project or I'm gonna do this big thing? You, listener, never had ADD, so it's not like you wanted stuff, but do you remember when we were like, go get her, do this, that, I want to do this thing. I want to be that. I want to go here. I just feel like I can give the speech, or I can make the piece of art, or I can sort of climb the mountain.
Well, yeah. I'm having a hard time writing. It's like, I have all these fiction stories in my head, but I don't feel like the art form matters in a way that it should anymore. It's like everybody's still doing the same thing. They're doing the AWP thing, and then they're going and doing the Writer Writing Conference, and they're trying to get an FMFA program, or they're trying to get a short story published. Da da da. But like, and it's like there's some that are talking about the climate, sure, but they're not. Nobody's being realist with it, and I mean like really exploring the problems that have already happened, the problems that are currently happening, and where we are heading next week, next month, next year, as an emotional human being that we all are, like, why aren't all literature exploring that right now? Because the thing is that if you get a short story collection published, great. However, that too will decompose when the rest of society collapses in the next 50 years. So, like, who cares? Like, you know? So I wanted a short story. I still do in a way, but, like, I'm not striving for it anymore because it's, to me, it's now meaningless. Mm-hmm. The only writing I want to do is with and for and about something that is essentially a coping strategy either for me or that could help somebody else. Do you know what I mean? And that could be fun, right? Funny. Funny's good. Funny's hilarious at times. Mm-hmm. But I still think it needs to be really painful. And I that's all the kind of stuff I have in my head. And it turns out nobody really wants to read that, you know, unless you put the word hope somewhere just randomly. I refuse to do that.
Well, scrubbed. Thought police doesn't exist. I didn't even hear it.
That was a rant. I can't help it.
Don't say sorry.
I have a short story coming out this month, and I'm trying to be really proud and excited, but I'm like, it doesn't mean anything. It's stupid.
It's the first fiction story in the journal.
It is, yeah.
That's prestigious.
Not really. It's just a little tiny journal that's meaningless.
I thought it was really cool. We looked at the writing contest for you, you know, fairly recently. And we were looking, it was all like list of climate stuff. But it's all just like, tell us butterflies are pretty.
Yeah, they always want it wrapped with hope. So it's like.
There was one journal specifically that had the most money attached to it and the most like institutional backing. And it was like, we think that the doomer version of climate is not helpful. And we want to show a brighter and better future.
Yeah.
It was like.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is the huge institutions that lined up behind this.
Yeah. So instead, I'm just going to focus my writing on the sinkhole. Because fuck it, man.
Coping.
Yeah.
Personal and
hopefully,
at large.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? Like, what? Like, as, like, we're feeling the stress, as you said.
Yeah.
And then, like, it's trickling over, man. Like, I see it. I see it in everybody's faces. Everyone is sort of like, I don't have the opportunity that I thought I would. It's kind of meaningless now anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of grinding it, man. And like the wheels are falling off this perpetual motion machine.
Mm-hmm. And less and less people are buying the bullshit. But what's funny is we're all so apathetic that it's like, yeah, we're not buying it, but whatever. I mean, I'm just going to be over here. Just leave me the fuck alone.
And that's a
weird thing because we're even doing that. We're kind of doing that. We're like, we're not going to fucking blow anything up. I mean, we wish somebody would, but we're just going to be in the woods because, like, we just can't.
The banding together seems like really insurmountable.
Well, and because so many people are in too many different directions, it's like we need to band together for one thing.
Well, and?
And what is the one thing? Like, we have so many problems that what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Stop oil? Okay.
We still need it.
We do. And, like, there's still, like, all kinds of other major problems that will still end us.
Yeah, so we want to take the bolts off this machine that we're attached to, that we're falling off, but it's sort of like real lives and health.
Yeah.
And food and shelter. Like the bank can still take your house away.
Yeah.
You can still get refused to doctor's care. You can get refused to get into the country that you want to get into. It's like tear it down, but it's still our life support.
Exactly.
Like, can we find a way to live? Not all of us.
No.
You know, after it.
Yeah.
Not all of us.
Not all of us.
Functionally dead. That's what the society feels like. Is that stressful? Does that feel stressful? How does that add to the rest of the bullshit you got going on in your house?
I know, right?
Or your apartment. Or your box. I'm sure, you know, there's a lot
or
of...
Or your van. Don't be creepy.
Vans, boxes, tents, Walmart parking lots. A lot of fucking stress going on there. You know, what's happened there? How's Chico, California these days? Flooded with people who used to have houses. Venice. KC, what's up with Venice?
I believe it doesn't fucking exist anymore and we should just fucking walk away. Come on. it's under like 6 feet of water or some shit. It's like, I mean, it's fucking crazy. Like, you read the stories and it's like, you see the pictures and it's the city's done. Like, what are you doing? You're the mayor or whoever the fuck is in charge there is begging for, you know, the goddamn government to do something about it. Well, they shouldn't do anything about it. They should tell everybody that you got to move. It's done. Like, it's only you build something, it's going to keep coming for us. Like, Venice is done. Say goodbye. It's now the under. It's going to be a great place to scuba dive if you live nearby. That'll be really fun. I'm jealous. You know, but like, no. Like, we fucking face facts, man. This is what's happening. We're going to lose cities. Let's have the first one go. Let's do it. Let's fucking do this.
We just celebrated the glacier dying. Yeah. So let's pick a city.
Goodbye, Venice.
I love that.
I've always wanted to go.
Well.
Never did. And now it's gone.
I'm really excited for the Google Underwater Street View.
Oh, that would be really cool. They should do that. Google, you know, they're wonderful.
Don't have the carbon credits to travel to the lost city of Venice? Don't worry. We've brought the last vestiges of Venetia to you. At Venice's Soggy Slices, you can eat your pizza just like they did days before the city was evacuated. And that's in waist-deep water. That's right. Bring your waders, your water wings, and personal flotation devices. Because at Venice's Soggy Slices, you'll need them. And while there might not be sharks in the ocean anymore, there are four almost real robotic replicas swimming at each location. The pizza is as authentic as you can get, cooked to perfection and then sprinkled with seawater just before serving to give you that genuine sea level rise flavor.
Mmm, salty and ooh, so soggy.
And don't forget about Venice's Soggy Slices High Tide Happy Hour. The water gets higher, but our prices get lower. 2 to 4 p.m., 7 days a week.
It's functionally done. Roger Hallam at XR, friend of the podcast. I think maybe he was even on Hard Talk or some other program. Anyway, he's talked about the difference between like the species going extinct and the concept of functionally extinct.
Right. Yeah.
Like, it's not the civilization. Like, will there be people in 1,000 years? Probably. It won't. They won't be living in anything like they imagined in Carthage.
No.
You know.
No.
You
no.
know. Maybe more like Stonehenge, but who knows?
Maybe.
Right. The Venice is functionally done. Like,
it's yeah.
You're going to be able to go scuba dive there.
Yeah.
You're probably some enterprising startup is going to be like, you know what, the whole pizza with water up to your knees, like that's going to be a hit. There's going to be in New York, in Los Angeles. Yeah. There's going to be restaurants that you go to where it's just glassed in, like
you have to swim there.
Yeah. There's sharks like going around, nurse sharks,
yeah,
like around your table. God. It's just like our restaurant has knee deep water. Get that Venice vintage pizza feel.
Oh my God!
But
crazy.
KC, you say Venice is done. What about all the what about the history there? Isn't that worth saving? What about the architecture?
What about the crypts?
What about the romance?
I guess it'll be an underwater museum. There you go. Boom.
Well, we can't just walk away from problems like this. We have to invest money. If we just took away a few Abrams tanks and helicopters, then we could totally save a city like this.
Well, I'm sure an astronaut could do it.
Remember when the fucking...
They can do anything.
I got the best view in the world.
That's right.
Watch it go down. Remember when that fucking... Was that
Did
even
you
this
drink
year?
Some of that tea and you didn't even mention it on the podcast?
I
Are
did.
You
it was
fucking
good.
Kidding me
Homegrown
right now?
Tea.
This is very important. This is a herbal alert, a maximum carbon sinkhole herbal alert. And we're drinking tea from the garden. We call it Trix. For all of you serious sinkholers who have no idea what Trix are, congratulations. Let me explain. I would love if somebody emails and says, I really didn't know what Trix was. So it's a cereal that has to do with a bunny, and I guess it's little bunny turds, but they're colorful and they taste like little fruity pebbles. So this tastes like that. But it's a plant that I got a bunch of free seeds because when you're in the Master Gardeners program, they give out free seeds to people at events, but we get to take them too. And what's great about them is they teach you how to deal with failure, because these are all expired seeds that were donated by like Home Depot and Lowe's. So there's like only a 30% germination rate, but we don't tell anybody that when we give them the seeds. So yay, go Master Gardeners. Anyway,
I'm not good at this. I should never try it again.
So I got a bunch of catnip for obvious reasons. For
just smoke it.
No, I've smoked it before. It gives you a headache.
Don't smoke it.
But also I love catnip tea. It's great at night. It helps you relax. Anyways, planted those. I was like, that doesn't look, because I've had catnip plants before. I'm like, that doesn't look like catnip. So I was like, oh, well, that's fine. It's something else that can grow there. It's the bees love it. And then I like broke off a leaf and I smelled it. And I was like, Jesus fucking Christ, this is goddamn Trix. And I put it in JP's nose and he was like, Jesus motherfucking Christ, this is fucking Trix. So we're drinking that right now. It's fucking delicious. I don't know what the fuck it is, though. It's labeled catnip, but it's not catnip.
We've been on a long hunt to try to identify it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure I could like send it to some scientists and they could figure it out, but they probably want some fucking
money.
It's
great tea.
It's great. It's amazing.
It's good cold or hot.
Yeah. And it's fun just to smell. Anyways, what were we talking about? Sorry.
We're talking about Venice.
Oh yeah. Venice. Fuck Venice.
It's good tea. I'm happy for the tangent. Yeah. You really stumped for it.
Yeah. Get it nowhere. Not available.
Exists only here. I mean, it is very exclusive.
It is very exclusive.
And
if you take our park exam, maybe you can fucking get some.
That's the only way.
Yep. Dicks.
25 question park property entrance exam. It's on the website, MaximumCarbonSinkhole.com.
I haven't actually... Does the website still work? I haven't checked.
It may not at some point. You know what? It's not gonna. We're not going to Mars. We're not going to upload our brains
to
the cloud.
And the story I have that's coming out, nobody's going to give a shit about it. And nobody's going to remember me. You know why? Because everybody's going to be fucking dead. So who fucking cares about that shit? Do something fucking meaningful.
Today.
God damn it.
Today. Even
if you can. But that's the thing. It's felt like the past 6 weeks we haven't been able to, like, fully, because we're like, we got to figure out these fucking stupid societal problems that are forced on us because we didn't join this whole machine. We were born into it, and I don't understand why we have to do this stupid shit. Oh my fucking God. And everybody sucks and everybody's crazy. And why the fuck did we ever invent anything? That's been like the last 6 weeks. Oh, and all the critters are going to die.
Oh,
the critters. I love the critters, man. The critters.
Yeah, but remember the outpouring of support when that cathedral, was that this year, in fucking Paris burned? And people are like, oh my God, the history, that's so sad.
Yeah, I guess, see, I don't care. So I don't even read any of that bullshit. I mean, I remember it, but I'm like, yeah, people are fucking stupid.
Let
they
it go,
that
man.
There's some
Let it die.
Memory. It's like, you know, like, fuck, man. Here's how great, like, we treat our historical fucking monuments. Check out the fucking pyramids, man. There's like fucking slums or suburbs, I can't tell, right up to the door. There you go. Like, are you fucking kidding me? We don't give a shit. We don't respect shit. We shit all over this fucking planet, and we shit all over everything we fucking do. All we do is shit all the fuck over the goddamn place.
And you said archaeology is the worst science.
Fuck
so
it.
Graffiti the pyramids. If you're there, fuck it.
Yeah.
Second World War.
Yeah. I fucking, yeah. Somebody needs to just blow those motherfuckers up.
Can you, somebody please paint, sneak into the crypts or whatever is on the inside.
It's probably a casino.
And paint the double bird if you can.
Yeah,
shout
please.
Out to Egypt,
somebody,
graffiti artist.
Somebody in Egypt, do some serious double bird bullshit somewhere.
We have to let go. Like, maybe that would be a better part of the mourning process if we were like, you know what, we're going to move on from this. All of us, collectively, we're going to do it together.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to suck, but this sucks too.
Yeah, this sucks.
So...
And you know what? I think you're going to like this.
Okay, hit me.
I think that we culturally misappropriate. I think it's appropriate the El Día de los Muertos. The Day of the Dead.
The Day of the Dead.
Saying their face paint. I'm really high. The face paint and the
He's
dressing.
Usually much more eloquent.
Yeah.
That's
what we should do.
I love that. All the time?
It might need to be all the time.
Okay. I got to tell you, I'm taken by that. What's funny is I actually thought those were two separate festivals. It was like the Butterfly Festival was like one time that they dressed up like that, and then the Day of the Dead was another. I didn't realize those were the same. So that's just some information I'm sharing with you that I didn't get right most of my life.
That's the coolest.
And guess what?
Festival.
It doesn't really matter.
We're mourning the death of the butterflies.
I fucking love that. What day do we do it? Do we do it all the time? I think we should make this a new holiday. Because we all know we have to kill all the old holidays. And we plan on taking one down this year. Let me fucking tell you.
That's got to go. And, you know, if you need to mourn it. I mean, okay.
Fine.
If you need to mourn Secretary's Day, okay.
Okay.
I mean, that's okay. You know, like, however you come to this. I wonder what my friend, my ADD friend, I wonder what he's mourning right now. Like, what he's starting to mourn.
That's a good, yeah. Like, and it's not like you can ask somebody like him that, you know, because he'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about, dude.
8 weeks ago, he was telling me about the sartorial choices of dress between tech bros.
Hold the fucking phone.
I know, it's a $17 word.
No, that was a 50. I don't even know what it means. Tell me.
It just means that I worked in advertising and I had to remember funny words like that so we could use them to sell more products.
Okay, can you give me the definition in like Merriam-Webster terms?
It just means clothing, manner of dress, style.
Oh, just style. Just that's it.
Kind of, okay. Yeah. There's a better word that I always forget that I try to remember.
He's got so many words. It's really, really, really cool.
Write us. carbonsinkhole@protonmail.com. This is how we know that you only listen to the deep cuts. Somebody tell me the word. It's like sartorial, but it's about your hair. It just means that you do like, it's like
coif.
Well, that would be a noun. We're looking for an adjective. For an adjective, okay. Only
adjectives only.
Yeah, I don't know if it's an adjective, honestly. I think it is anyway, but it's like sartorial, but your hair. It even kind of sounds like that.
I gotta say, I'm not a fan of that word. It's not in my dictionary. I'm not going to retain it.
Okay. Well, register a complaint with the thought police.
Will do.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. Oh, sartorial. You were telling about the guy, what he was going to grieve.
Yeah. Like 8 weeks ago. I mean, I'm telling you, this dude, like, I was like, I have to comfort him. I felt like being a sinkholer. I felt like, oh, I'm going to have to catch this guy.
Right, 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 right.
You know, and it's like you said, Casey, like it was sad.
Yeah, it's a little like...
I was like, dude, I'm sorry.
Because in some ways, aren't you a little jealous that you can't pretend everything's
all
okay?
The fucking time.
It's like, it would be cool to just be like, I'm still trying to strive to
off
be
off to soccer practice with the girls, thinking about Maui.
I mean, we were never quite like that, but sure. Yeah, yeah.
And just, yeah. You know, you just answer 3 hours of email before bed and you fall asleep with your separate iPads. Yeah. You know, we had to get three Netflix accounts at home just so.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? No, fucking. Oh, my God. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. 8 weeks ago, he was telling me about how these people from these companies wear this type of vest and people from these companies wear this type of vest. And so he had a vest on. And so it kind of, and I was just like, I don't know who you are.
That's a similar story to your experience when you were with him in New York and he was like all excited about maybe it was this vest or it was a coat and you were like, it's just a coat.
It was a different vest.
It was a different vest.
This is like my best friend, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like this is my dude.
Yeah.
But you know, like, hey man, look around. Like, I'd really like to talk to you about some bigger shit.
Yeah.
Like, I really would. Yeah. Like, I got it on my mind.
Yeah.
KC and I talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
Like, do you see where I'm at?
And like,
do you understand why I moved to the woods and we're growing our own food? Because I read the same almost shit that you do.
Right. Right. Well, and like, let's face it, like, wouldn't it be nice not even to like get it off our chest? Cause we're pretty good about getting it off our chest. We got each other and we got the podcast, but more of like, it'd be nice to like problem solve with some more people.
Fuck yeah.
To have somebody be like, did you bounce these off ideas on how to like, you know, get like, you know, just try to make enough money and then try to like cut costs here. And like, how do we get out more? Like the more we have to do this, because I mean, we're geniuses, don't get me fucking wrong, but like, it would be nice to have other geniuses. Because I mean, astronauts are great, but you know, if there's a, I don't know what a group of astronauts would be, a gaggle of astronauts.
A murder
of astronauts is probably smarter. I don't know. Anyways.
Well, I feel that, you know, because like we've talked about like the eco village. Like I've reached out to a couple eco villages. I'm like, come on the podcast. I never get a response.
Yeah, never.
They don't have internet there, I guess. I don't know. But
well, no, because I think one has a Facebook account.
And, you know, we've been like, the whole eco village thing, not really a thing. But yeah, I wish we were problem solving. Like, I wish that we were talking to our friends. It's like, yeah, how do we cut costs? Do you think we could pool some funds together?
Yeah, or, oh, you're really good at growing this thing. Yeah. We're really good at growing this thing. We're going to trade or something like that, you know?
Isn't
like,
your friend a mechanic? Maybe we should interview him. You know, like, I want to have that. Like, legit.
Yeah.
I feel
our
like
dryer's broken. Have any idea how to fix it?
Huge climate change tragedy there.
Yeah, big.
As big as the Venice flooding, as big as the polar vortex
easily.
But, you know, so what is that? Yeah. Like, I have that. Thank you. I'm glad you expressed that.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I feel like we need to do some communal living or
something. Yeah, because that's kind of how I feel. Like, you know,
that
I don't
seems
talk
like coping.
To, I don't talk to many people. But the ones that I do, that's not a subject that we talk about. It's the obvious elephant in the room. Cause my one friend, when I told her that we were doing a podcast, she was so excited. She's like, oh my God, what is it? How can I listen to it? I'm like, it's a climate change comedy podcast. Okay. Anyways. So what are you doing with the cats now? Like, she was just like, I don't want to think about that.
And anytime you talk to one of your old friends, like, I'm really hoping that you hop off the phone and you're like, hey, listen, I think we found someone. They were like, I got 50 grand. I got a car that works.
Right.
And I was thinking that, you know, I could help grow some food at your place.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, I'm like, is she? No, not there. Not
no,
there yet.
No. Mm-mm. Yeah, I've tried. I mean, I've tried in the loose context, but, either people don't want to face it at all. Like, they just don't even want to talk about it, or it's like they're so ADD. Because she's not ADD. She's not. She's really not. But she doesn't have the coping capacity to be. She doesn't deal with problems head on. Let's just say that.
It's almost like maybe she learned it from everyone else.
Yeah. Right. Right.
And like, it does. I don't think that we're dealing with these problems head on. We're just admitting them.
She's aware of it. I don't like to talk about this stuff. I can't. It's very Midwestern, I think.
It is very. So, you know, it's almost Thanksgiving here in 2019. Well, that's not what we're going to call it. It's Thanks-taking.
Thanks-taking.
And, you know, think about all the young kids who are stressed the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're still being fed the you can be whatever you want, including astronauts who also are now learning that they can't be astronauts
and they
want
to stay in space.
They're like, well, if we can't go to Mars, we'll just stay up here. Thanks.
Yeah, I don't want to come back. It's real bad. You have no idea. We can see everything.
But like this Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving, like imagine all the kids sitting around with grandma trying to talk about the only thing that fucking matters and the only thing that can come to their mind. And 97% of America's grandmas are all, oh, honey, I don't like to think about that.
I don't like to think about that. I don't, like, don't, we don't talk about that stuff. Don't worry yourself with that.
Everything will work out.
Don't, humans, we are so smart and you're so smart. Look how smart
we were worried about
the
Russians when we were younger.
Yeah,
it's going to be fine.
Yeah, it's going to be fine. Yeah. Oh my God.
Down with America's grandmas.
Yeah. Meemaw, go fuck yourself.
Polar vortex. That's the thing that's going on.
Yeah, it's freaking me out, man. Hey, it's even fucking freezing here.
It was like 62.
It was 49 degrees when I woke up.
So you mentioned, you know, wanting, like, seeing it in everyone's face and,
yeah,
you know, wanting to talk to them about it. And it's hard. Right. It's hard. Mm-hmm. And so, again, for some work bullshit where I'm driving all over the fucking world. Bullshit. And by the way, it's not even work bullshit because I'm not getting paid, but I'm working on that. Even better. Yeah. Even better.
Even better.
And so, like, a dude that I just met, and I'm making work bullshit small talk with him, but that was actually important for the work. It doesn't matter. Anyway, after like 5 minutes, I'm like, I need to ask what this guy thinks. I was like, hey, man, do you think the weather's been getting weird lately because of climate change? And I threw that last thing out there because I was like, I want to know if he like grabs onto it.
Yeah,
because
you're 90% sure he's like cool, like he believes and all that, but you're like not sure he'll engage.
Yeah, and I was just curious, like, what is this dude, like, wicked blue collar dude? You know, he's like, he's been humping it for a while. Mm-hmm. Aspirations left him a long time ago.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Because he was squashed on early.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Some of us are coming to our squashening. And he was like, well, I don't know about the weather here in Florida because I haven't been here long enough. But I can say that where I'm from in Minnesota, it's never been negative 40 before. Mm-hmm. Not when I was growing up.
Yeah.
And now it happens all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
And so
I want to point out it was Michigan.
Michigan, Minnesota.
Yeah. It's one of those
M states.
M states.
They're right next to each other.
They're not.
They share a lake.
No.
They could be. I think they share a border.
No.
Michigan and Minnesota totally share a border.
They do not share a border.
What the fuck? That's horseshit.
I mean, the UP, I don't
that
think.
That counts.
I don't think the UP reaches over that far. I would have to look at a map, but no. Michigan, Wisconsin. Michigan, Lake Michigan, Wisconsin, Mississippi River, Minnesota.
Oh, the river. All right. Yeah. That wasn't my part of the Midwest. Yeah. Anyway,
he's from the South.
He's from one of those upper M states, not one of the middle M states. Yeah, so negative 40 is fucking crazy.
Yeah, because guess what? Like, negative 40 is just no brainer. I know people in Norway are like, what are you talking about? That's like shorts weather. Fuck you. No, that's not. You're crazy. You wear 6 layers of dead animals in order to walk outside. That is not okay.
It's death. It's like you said, it'd be like 150 here in Florida where you die if you go outside.
Yeah.
You die.
Yeah.
And have you noticed too, like, this is a weird thing. You know, like, one of the jobs of the, like, sometimes you get irritated when you're like, okay, why is the first paragraph of this news article like explaining something common that we've already know about? It doesn't matter. And then the next article will not explain it. They will say like, well, some people believe that God can see you masturbate. And the news never cuts in and it's like, God is an entity that some people in the world believe is magical superpowers, the superstitious, they live in the clouds, blah, blah, blah. They're hanging out behind the spaceship, right? That's where they're there. That's why you can't look towards the cosmos. God is hanging out right there. You sort of like, every time I see the word God or Jesus, I want that explained. What does that mean? Can you please explain that? Because it shouldn't be normal. Anyway, the polar vortex.
I hate religion too.
You should see your tattoos.
Yeah, sorry, for real.
The polar vortex is one of these fucking words or phrases that needs an explanation all the time.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you know how you never heard this term 2 years ago? But all of a sudden it's like crazy cold a lot.
Right.
Like crazy cold.
And weird times and just fucking cold, man. Fucking cold.
And I have not once seen the polar vortex described when it's mentioned. It's just like, oh, the polar vortex.
You're right. You're totally right.
It sounds
like
a weather term.
Yeah.
It's like a marketing term that they just threw out, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, the polar vortex.
Yeah,
you know, tune in
totally
for the polar.
Right.
But what is the polar vortex? Like, why isn't every weather forecast like
goodbye, Venice? It's the same thing.
Hey. The Arctic is melting and it's warm up there, which broke the way that the winds flow around the planet.
It's all fucked.
Yeah. So now the cold air comes down onto the lower latitudes and the warm air goes up there. And it goes in a weird cycle that we can predict now. Also, when we're giving you the weather, which is an average of the last 100 years, and trying to predict what's going to happen today, it does not include this new fucking data.
Right. Right. Exactly. Because
the polar vortex is fucking broken.
It's crazy.
Wow. Why is it fucking crazy cold here all the time? Please explain that, weatherman.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Fucking in the machine.
Fucking bullshit.
Distracted.
I'm so fucking sorry. If you just knew the picture I had on my screen, though, you would all think it's awesome. So it looks like a retarded cat. And it's our retarded cat.
And we didn't set up a fucking Instagram account for it.
No. No, I didn't.
And our dryer's broken. You mentioned that.
And our stove.
The stove's a little wonky.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's like, we're like, well, we're not going to get it fixed. The stove might be under warranty.
And they're fairly new appliances.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And the dryer has already been repaired once.
We used the clothesline.
Yeah. And
we were drying beans on it over the summer. So that was cool. So that's why it was up.
That's why it was up. That's true.
And then it was like, how do we dry clothes? And it like we had this looked at each other, right? Like everybody loses, we're all going to lose each of the things
right.
in sort of different cadences. And we had this like, hey, what if we didn't do this anymore?
Yeah. And so I took it on like for real serious, like, okay, like we can do this. It'll be real hard in the summer because it's, you know, like a pool in the air, but like, let's do this. And it sucked.
Yeah,
it sucked. It sucked because it's still humid as shit here. It's cooler, but it's still 70% humidity at least.
And it, you know what? Like, it took double the amount of time, the manual labor to load it.
At least. And it didn't dry.
So it was like, fuck, man.
Anything with cotton in it didn't dry. All the petroleum products dried.
And then I went to bargaining. I was like, I mean, we did get the solar, so maybe it's okay that we have a dryer and we're not like total assholes to people in Kenya. I don't know. But I put some duct tape on that fucking dryer and we're using it again.
Yeah, because goddamn it. Like, that sucked. That sucked. And I'm like, maybe if we had, you know, actual clothespins, because we were just using like
binder clips.
You know, maybe that would be cool. And I mean, I'm not against it. If, again, Florida's a little tricky because of the humidity. But yeah, I mean, if we didn't have power, we're not using the goddamn dryer. So maybe we should fucking get right with that shit. And I'm like, I don't want it right now. Like, not right now. We got so much other shit going on. And that's kind of the machine, right? That's the machine. I'm making a conscious choice to use more carbon because the machine has me too stressed out to deal with it.
Yeah. It's just like,
and that's an excuse. And then I feel like an asshole, but I'm like, you know, what the fuck, man? I don't know. I'm shitty because I use a dryer and everything I use is shitty. You know, this podcast is shitty.
Yeah, why do you listen to this? It's not helpful.
Oh my God, I'm tangled.
If you just need somebody to smoke weed with, I guess you can hear our voices.
That's right. And we're always smoking weed. Well, I am.
Yeah, steady reg. What happens when that goes away? We need to figure out how to grow that.
Oh, we need some seeds. Maybe it'll be legal to grow here. There's my hope. There's my hope, everybody. I hope that marijuana legalization passes in Florida next year.
That's the aspiration.
Yeah.
That's the main aspiration.
That's all I got.
It's just like,
I just want to be able to grow our own plants without going away for the rest of my fucking life for a goddamn motherfucking plant. You cunts. But I'm growing wild daga, so they can suck it.
I mean, and what? what would even be done? I mean, like, that's like, are you ready for your, it sounds like the politician, the mayor, whatever in Venice is like bad about it. And he was like, yeah, it's fucked.
But he's like, he just wants money to build the fucking wall or whatever the thing that they're doing.
Oh, we have to do the infrastructure project.
Yeah.
Even
and
worse.
It's like, dude, but no, you got to fucking retreat, put up your fucking white flag and get on a goddamn boat and get the fuck out of there and shut the fuck up.
And the fucking stupid ass dumb American election next year is going to break everyone's brain. It's like, I've had a couple thoughts recently where it's like, you know what? I kind of want to get that done before the election really kicks in because no one will be able to think about anything else and it'll fucking suck. And I do think that there's going to be more fallout from that. I think that there will be dropouts aplenty after the 2020 election. I think that people's hopes and dreams will start to be crumbled.
Oh, yeah.
Because You're dealing with all this stress, and you're like, this is our opportunity. You're running through the tires. You're like, this is it, we can solve it.
We have hope. Our hope, our hope, 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 hope.
Yes, I'm going to fight. I'm going to be there. I'm going to do it. I'm going to advocate on Twitter.
You lose.
Yes, I'm going to tell everybody. I'm going to wear the right colors. I'm going to have stickers
over.
And buttons. And
you're
going to
die, and everyone you love is going to die. It's all over.
And then the next politician doesn't do shit about shit.
Yeah. It doesn't matter who it is. So, cool.
Imagine if the mayor of some fucking shitty ass city in Delaware that's going to get swamped.
Ah, Jesus, Delaware.
It's like what we did for the glacier. We're going to do that for our city.
If Delaware disappeared, would all the companies that corporated there have to disappear? That'd be cool. We should fucking sink Delaware.
If you want to fucking, you want to fucking get into it, man. Like, what is a corporation, man? Fucking explain.
It's people.
Right on the wall. What is a corporation? What is that, man?
They're people.
They teach us to fucking buy into that. And we're a corporation. Right. What is it? What is a corporation? That's another word I need to explain, man. You can't just skip over that.
That's crazy.
I don't know. Yeah, so we've been talking, and you know what's helped? What's helped is like
we've
been able to say, like, I don't feel good, and I can see in your face that you don't feel good. And so we need to hold hands and just kind of walk through this fire together.
Yeah.
And I think we just kind of got to grit our teeth and be like, yeah, it's better when it's not like this.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. It is. It is.
And like, you know, it's weird, but
and then Extinction Rebellion's got a new Christmas song coming out, which I'm like, that's cool and stuff, but it at the same time it still felt like a media grab for the artists, you know. So you're like, does that anything mean anything anymore? Is everything just a headline and a viral thing? And I wish more stuff was done.
But I wanted to talk about how we are coping, or what might help cope.
What?
You and me.
Yeah.
What?
We're good. We take care of each other. We let each other have all of the feelings. I mean, that's the thing is, you know, there's anger, there's sadness, there's frustration, there's
fear.
Anxiety, there's fear, you know, and all those happen kind of at the same time too, you know. But I mean, the weed really helps.
And I've, you know, there's like workshops and stuff. There are like climate change grieving workshops. There's climate change grieving hotlines, and there's like group calls. And I've been super curious about that. But I sort of like instantly want to make fun of it.
I know.
I'm
well, so
like,
here's
no,
the thing. Yeah.
But like probably good, but I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know. Like, I worry that it's also kind of I'm so skeptical. I'm just skeptical of everything.
It's the rock and crystal people. Those are the people that are like, well, Mother Earth's energy, like they're like doing the literal like Genesis interpretation. And it's just sort of like, oh, fuck. You're like, I thought we were coming here to talk about some real shit. Not the fucking Reiki. And you're sort of like, I recognize that you're having these deep problems and that's how you're coping with it. But that's not going to work over here.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing. Again, I feel like the only way you cope is to workshop what we do. Like, do personally. Because do as a society, it doesn't exist.
Not for lack of ideas. Not for lack of ideas.
No, but it doesn't exist. So it's like, you got to get a tribe, man. And then your tribe can hopefully, as a group, say, okay, we're going to be over here.
And we are
helping each other. And the thing is, because let's face it, like, I feel like in some ways, you know, you need some aspiration, right? Like, I guess I aspire to be able to not be in the machine and to be able to enjoy the biodiversity we have on this property that's still alive and thriving in many cases. But like, I don't know how to, you know, we need to have a group of people. We need to band together. We need a group of people to, I don't know, to create something. Like, it's hard to do that by yourself. You need too much money. And that's what we're trying to get away from, is the money.
And listen, like, we have, our ambitions are on these 3 acres. We want to plant it all. And we really can't do it all. So we could use some more hands if you want to. We got that clothesline. We'll keep the dryer,
tent.
Corner of the property. Don't speak unless spoken to. Anyway, we're taking applications for our trial. It's a 25 question park entrance exam.
Yeah, it's true.
Theoretical. So that's our pitch for our tribe.
Yeah.
If you think there are better tribes out there that are taking applications, let us know. And we'll pick them apart. We'll let you know. If you get an application from another tribe and you're like, I think I'm going to throw in with these people to make a stand.
Yeah. And if you just choose it because it's multiple choice, fuck you guys. That's lazy.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Where's your tribe? I wish that.
Like, I want a tribe. I want to do tribal things. I think that's what we are. We're tribal people. I'm like, I want a goddamn drum circle. Let's fucking do a drum circle. Yeah. God damn it. Let's fucking smoke some weed and pat on some fucking drums that are not made of animals, but maybe something natural.
We'll figure that out.
Shit.
There's going to be some synthetic shit just laying around.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
How do we fucking have a tribe? What are you doing out there? CarbonSinkle@protonmail.com. How are you dealing with the stress?
Yeah.
Would you describe it differently than the rest of the stress?
And then I wonder, like, people that live in, like, quote unquote progressive areas or countries. I'll even say that. I know we have some listeners in, you know, Scandinavian countries that are, I don't know what you guys do. You're kind of homogenous.
Yeah.
But that's not your fault. Maybe it is. Maybe it's on purpose. I don't know. Anyways, you know, these places that maybe have a really thick wrapping of hope, but, you know, everybody's, you know, seems to be, at least on the outside, treading towards being better human beings or something. Is it different
there? Would you describe your country that way? Yeah. Does anyone feel good about their goddamn country?
Yeah, exactly. Is anybody like, and if you do, I probably could find reasons for you to hate them, because I don't think there's any really good countries. I don't know. Maybe
what is a fucking country, man?
What are borders, man? Look at the planet. There's no borders on the planet.
I did want to talk about this program that we've been watching recently. It's about the Mars shit. It doesn't matter. It's been a space program. It's on Netflix. You can look it up. There are some cool visuals. It's a program where astronauts were talking about space and how cool it was. And we learned some interesting shit about the origins of life and shit like that. And it's called One Strange Rock.
Yeah.
And
I really, 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 really enjoyed it. And also I don't know.
Well, it's one of those things where it's like, we were like, what is the climate change shit? Casey, do you remember the best visual from that program?
That was the most horrifying thing I have ever seen in my entire life. And I have seen some fucked up shit. I have seen some for real fucked up shit. It is an uninhabited island in the Caribbean, I believe it was. Yeah. And they were like, you know, they go from up high and you're like, oh, it's beautiful, you know, and then they get closer and then you're like, oh yeah, there's garbage on the seashore. Or they show the crab first and there's garbage, which is tragic. So these fucking hermit crabs, this fucking hermit crab is like, I need a new shell. Well, there's too much garbage on the beach for me to see any shells. So I'm going to use some of this plastic as a shell. It was fucking horrifying. It was so fucking horrifying. This fucking crab puts on this red, I don't know, was it like a squeaky toy at one point?
Sure.
I don't know what it was. It was a red plastic thing. And he's walking around. And then there's another crab. It was the most.
Like some like ladle on his head or something.
It was the most. Because here's what's fucking sad about this. Like, here's the thing that's sad about this. Like, we all die. Some life forms remain. It might be the hermit crab. But whatever remains will have to learn how to adapt to plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere.
It'll be fucking everywhere.
That's insane. Like the next generations of beings for until everything dies and starts over again, is going to have to walk around in our garbage. That is like sadder than everything dying. Like, mm-hmm. That is so grotesque, and the reason why is because it's so fucking beautiful. This goddamn planet is a goddamn fucking beautiful fucking giant liquid fucking radioactive ball of fucking awesomeness. It is just so cool. Every goddamn thing living here is cool to the extreme.
Well, it was neat listening to the astronauts who are, you know, pro space sort of by nature and, you know, have been their whole lives per the requirements, you know, talk about like the reverence for the search for extraterrestrial life, the interest in, having like multi-generational starships to go explore other planets and stuff like that. It was weird to hear him talk about with reverence all of that shit, but while also sort of playing to climate change, like while also sort of mentioning.
But never directly.
Never directly, but they were stuck. It was really cool because the fact that they purposely never intersected those two lines. Like, it was the most damning evidence I've seen yet that, like...
They were never direct about climate change, but they had this reverence for the planet, and it was, like, almost the awe-inspiringness of the planet made a bigger spotlight on what was wrong.
Yeah. And you know, because they would never touch it, because they'd never touched the climate change, it seemed to me like they were living in their own denial of, like... Yeah, we actually know too much about this planet to, A, believe that there's really another planet with life on it like ours.
Right, yeah.
And we know that we're fucking it up.
But at the same time, it was really dumb in the way that they were like, you know, well, there's probably another planet we could go to. It just might be like, you know, 250,000 light years away. You know, but, you know, humans are really smart. Like,
yeah,
it would just
really
end
smart.
With the, like, we're, but humans are really smart. Like, just implying, like, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah, there was this
So it was, like, this weird, like...
There was this huge leap made between, like, oh, we started from, like, primordial sludge and we're connected to the planet and life has shaped the planet and life has all shaped each other. And actually, the sun is very scary and it could fuck shit up.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's amazing that life here exists at all. But you know what? I think that there's hope for our species outside of the solar system.
Yeah. And
you
then
know, because, you know, we all sort of, you know, there's the plastic and there's the other stuff and it might be good, you know, humans will die someday. So it might be good to look beyond our own solar system. You know, it was all this like, hope.
Well, yeah, but and at the same time, it the entire show still took humans out of nature,
mm-hmm.
because we were the superior beings, and us going to space proves that. And that was like, that was the most damning thing, because it was like, yeah, but I'm pretty sure the fact that we went to space proves that we're the dumbest species in the world. Like, I'm pretty sure that's what it proves.
And I guess what I'm coming around to say is that by watching this program that was like inherently pro-space, right?
Yeah.
Pro-space,
yeah,
is cool.
Yeah.
And argued greatly. I came away from that thinking like even the astronauts know that the game is up.
Yeah. Do
like,
you think so?
Like they weren't admitting it yet, but like it was impossible to hear them describe the precarity of our situation on Earth and then also list the challenges of leaving Earth. And even though they were like, I think we'll get there. I think humans have ingenuity. Like it seemed very viscerally that they were like, this is, you know, we had hoped that we could go somewhere, you know, because of climate change, but we're not
gonna do
that. So I guess if we're not gonna do that, then I guess that even astronauts are gonna be subject to climate change, and all of them to a person were sort of hoping that they'd be above that.
Yeah. Yeah, that might be true. Overall, I would give...
They're coming back down to Earth, you might say.
I would give the show a C minus. And it would get an A alone on visuals. And I did like see the planet in a different way, which I think was really, 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 really powerful. But I do think the hopium and just like kind of dropping the ball at a lot of places, like kind of... And the human superiority thing, that really pissed me off. You know, we are the only species with language.
Yeah.
my God. Go check out the fucking Bowers birds, man.
Yeah, bro.
Fuck. Anyways.
Stress. How are you dealing with it? Casey, I mean, what are we doing? We're going outside. We're smoking weed. We're drinking tea from the yard. And the only thing that we're doing probably more than any of those is just continually talking about it. And sometimes it feels like we're repeating ourselves.
Yeah.
But we're checking in every day. Yeah. Hey, how you doing? Still the things? Still the things. Yeah. And sometimes I feel bad. I'm like, should I not ask? Or should I not? Should I say something different? Should
No. You know? I mean, that's just it. It's like, we wear it on our sleeves. I mean, we both do. We don't hide our feelings very well. And so, I mean, if you see it on me, I mean, I probably want to say something. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times I don't say anything because, I do feel like it's like, we know, yes, it's still really stressful that we don't know what's going to happen, because it's anxiety about the collapse too. Like the collapse of society is happening. It's happening. It's happening. And it's like, what does that mean for our personal safety?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean for our, food, our ability to eat, our ability to drink water? I mean, Nestle is deciding to steal more water from the Florida aquifers. So and we all know that, Nestle has a lot of money and politicians love money. So they're going to get the water. We know that. Like, we can protest all we want. They're getting the water, but, we don't have a rainwater system yet, and that costs money, and it's like time, and we're just so, yeah. So if I need, we got to talk about it. I feel like I'm repeating myself left and right, but man, it's scary. It's scary. And then, JP's got to like go do this, act kind of like everything's normal and act like he cares about something we all know he doesn't care about. And that's crazy. And then can we do it together? And that's crazy. And that's all crazy.
I was in a meeting with some sales guys and they're all like, oh yeah, there's a lot of money in that neighborhood. We should definitely target them. And it's like, okay, cool. That's we're still doing that. Well, okay, Casey. So that means we can talk about this.
We have to.
We should. And even if it sounds like we're repeating ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. Because.
And so, well, if that's working for us, how do we have that conversation at large? Like, should we be walking up to people and be like, hey, how the climate change thing, like, is that, how's that?
I know. Should we,
you?
Grab the Pringles out of that woman's hand and said, woman, let me talk to you. I know you think you need these, but what you need to do is garden. You can make your own potatoes. You can make your own. Well, they don't taste anything like these, okay? Because you're not going to have those chemicals available to you. But it'll taste better eventually when you wean yourself off of all the chemicals, because that's really all it takes.
And, our hobby is gardening now, which we're getting used to saying out loud. It's like, we ask this all the time. Is it weird that we garden?
Yeah, because it's like something. I mean, I was a city girl, man. I was a fucking scruffy little fucking sewer rat. I really was. I was like, I was getting in fights. I was fucking running around, just fucking owning the town. I mean, it was great. I had a lot of fun and I cared the shit ton about animals. I fucking rescued every fucking cat and every wildlife, everything I could. But I mean, I drank all the time, did lots of drugs, worked various, many, many different kinds of jobs and had absolutely no idea that at the time we were heading towards this. Had I known that and had a little healthier, time of my life.
Environs.
Yeah. Environs, including internally, I would have loved to have gardened then, I did grow my first plant when I lived in the ghetto, and it wasn't pot. It was a watermelon.
And so that's one more like invocation of gardening as therapy. Again, because I wanted to admit, like, it sounds like it's our hobby now, and it is, like, we're sort of into it, we're talking about it and stuff.
Yeah.
But like, I don't want to advocate it in that way. I want to say that, like, in terms of dealing with stress, like focusing on something very, very, very basic
and tangible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has. So if you have some other ideas, but I mean, the main one is like, where do you eat and where do you shit?
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, those things. So, like, I don't know. It's kind of just maybe that simple. And I sort of wish that we had more people to talk about that. It's like, do you think we could get together and make the food growing thing a little
easier? Yeah, because it's hard.
Easier?
Let me tell
it's
you.
A
like,
lot of work.
It's hard. I mean, I'm a, you know, I'm a first generation gardener. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And I try to read shit and I don't think anything knows anything. And I just think the internet is so broken. It is so broken. Can we just talk about that for a minute? The internet is fucking broken.
It's broken too. It's under stress.
It is so full of bullshit and garbage.
Think about the promise of the internet, right? It was like to share information. And the best,
and to play video games.
The best thing that people would say about the internet was like, well, you can share stuff. And I'm not even talking about social media, but like you can put up stuff. It's free, it's open. Like
yeah.
you can share information.
Your experience
There's
and information.
Information on mm-hmm. there. But mm-hmm. what has happened is mm-hmm. that information became monetized.
Yeah.
And if now you got more people to look at your information, so there from the get-go of the commercialization of the internet, there was a bounty, there was a premium placed on getting as much crap up there as mm-hmm. you could.
Mm-hmm.
The more shit you put on there, you could become a huge fucking company.
Mm-hmm.
You can make a shit ton of money. Mm-hmm. And so the internet has been flooded with stuff that is not helpful. Its primary reason for being is not it's not for sharing.
Yeah.
It's
I mean,
not
there
for making
there was
shit
a
better.
There was a time the best investment you could do is get a URL.
Yeah.
Because you might be able to sell that motherfucker for $1 million. Lobster.com.
Somebody owns it.
Yeah.
So the internet's fucking broken.
It's crazy. It's just so stupid. And so, like, yeah, it would be great if I could, like, fucking call somebody and be like, man, why are the eggplant flowers falling off? I read it. I did all the stuff it said I should do. It's still doing it. Otherwise, looks fucking healthy and happy as shit. Somebody fucking tell me. And I'm not going to go to the master gardeners because they don't fucking know. They didn't even know shit.
I sort of want a prequel to The Village. I want to know more about the forming of that, because when I first saw that movie, like, I never thought that I'm like, one day I'm going to identify with the elders. I thought like, oh my God, these are like the crazy fundamentalist religious fucking cousins I have. I was like, that's crazy. And now I'm like, no, get it.
But
don't
I feel like when we watched
the
it, we were a little bit on the fence. We were like, I mean, that's bad, right?
I grew up nearby this place called Missouri Town, and it was like, you know, they opened it for school classrooms and stuff, but it was like old, like here's some a woman churning butter and stuff. It was like they had like old time days there, you know.
Yeah.
It was like a weird theme park that was only open like 20 or 30 hours a year.
Were there rides?
No, but there was like I'm an old prospector, and like it'd be a guy with a corncob pipe or whatever.
Robot?
No, there'd be people there.
Oh,
it was like Westworld.
Weird.
Yeah. It was like Westworld. And, you know, when I saw The Village, I thought of, oh, this is like Missouri Town.
Mm.
I don't even know if it was called that, but let's just go with Missouri Town. And I thought of these old, like, farm kind of just like colonial settler buildings. And I thought, that seems like a terrible life. And so in The Village, it was sort of like, that like I don't dig that like puritanical sort of aesthetic,
right?
That all like really high peaks and tall steeples,
right,
and
right,
like all that shit.
Well, yeah,
yeah, and like the black and white dresses, and it's just sort of so like I don't know, it's too religious.
Yeah, so I've been to the Milwaukee Natural History Museum. No, there's just one museum. The museum in Milwaukee. And they have like old time Milwaukee there. And you like walk through, and it's not robots there, but they're just stuffed fake wax people or whatever the fuck. And they're all doing the things that they did back in, I don't know, fucking long time ago and shit. And like what I like just rejected out of that time, I thought, because there was a lot of horses. So, and there's cats always like in the little shops and stuff. So I was like, they got horses, they got cats. I'm cool. I love it. Animals around. There might even be a rat skittering. Okay. I'm down. Okay. Just, you know, there's no wires to chew.
Mm-hmm.
No electricity. It's cool.
It's fine.
You know? So, but what I didn't like is that, you know, the women were not ever in the office. You know, they were never in the carriage house. You know, they were, you know, washing dishes, or they were making food, or they were sewing, or they were fucking churning butter and shit. I was like, that's fucking bullshit. But now I'm kind of like, yeah, I'll take that. I don't want to be in the fucking office. Fuck the office. The office is capitalism. I don't want anything to do with it. Mm-hmm. And it's weird because at the same time, I'm like, I am not a housewife, which JP can say I don't clean. So
no, not at all.
Do not clean.
That was the easy way to establish whether or not she was living that 1950s like kept woman kind of lifestyle.
I do not. Because
she's in the kitchen a lot.
I am. I am.
But she does not clean the fucking goddamn thing.
No, no. JP cleans the sink. I just, that's not my thing.
Yeah, so we're focusing on the simple shit, but it's not like, we can't like, look, there's nothing to crib. We can't go back to some, you know, the village scene or whatever. That's what I mean. It's like, I want to talk to our friends and be like,
how do we do this and work together and help each other? And like, you know, like when our, like, you know, like I've got two zippers broken and I don't have an Asian laundromat here that can fix it for me.
No. Yeah.
And so I don't know who fixes it. I can't fix a zipper. I can sew minimally. I don't know how to do a fucking zipper. That's beyond me. That is beyond me, you know, but I want somebody in the village that's like, zippers. Yeah. I got zippers all day. Come on, let's do this.
And you know what?
I don't want a new pair of pants. I want a new zipper.
We didn't list that on the park property theoretical entrance exam, which you can find at MaximumCarbonSinkhole.com.
And you should.
But, you know, if you want to write somewhere else that you know how to fix zippers, I mean, like, that, we need that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we will take that under consideration.
Yeah. 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 My reskilling of fixing small appliances is not going well. I haven't started. I don't know if I mentioned that before. I think I mentioned that last week.
You did.
I didn't edit that, so that's funny.
So stress. We're talking about it constantly. We're working on tangible.
And that even things where the cats have been causing stress instead of relieving it. Everybody, we got an old man, super old man. We got fucking middle old man who's fucking got 80 million health.
Everybody's got
fucking problems and fucking fighting, and everybody, they're feeling the stress. I think they are. Everybody's feeling the goddamn stress. Maybe that's why the flowers are dropping on the eggplant. I'm giving them too much stress energy.
I should do Reiki sometimes.
On the goddamn plants.
I wonder sometimes when you've told me that this or that thing is not doing well, I sort of wonder, like, I wonder if it knows. I don't know.
I know.
Maybe it knows.
Maybe it knows.
Maybe it's just like, I don't know. It's just, I don't want to.
Yeah.
And again, aspiration, thoughts, big projects, ideas. That's not what we talk about anymore.
Mm-mm.
It's just, how do we left, right? And I don't want to waste this time.
I want to enjoy it. I want to laugh. Yeah. I want to do weird shit. I want to fucking...
I don't want to be, I don't want to just be like dreading the bus crash, even if it's 5 years away or if it's 45 years away. I just want to be like, well, we can't function at all because the bus crash is coming.
Yeah. Yeah. But we'd like to have to do the shitty stuff like capitalism as little as possible. And it seems like if you band together with enough people, you can. But you know what sucks is we're really bad at banding together. We suck at it. We've been engineered to be so individualistic.
Yeah. So, old friends, if you're out there, if this somehow reaches your earbuds and you recognize our voices, we've been waiting for you. The water's warm. We've been keeping it warm at Maximum Carbon Sinkhole. You might want to check out some of the earlier episodes to see if we talk shit about you.
Because we probably did.
But we were just looking for you to join us here because we've been feeling alone. And now that you're here, everything's all better.
I know. And that's the thing is, like, some of the old friends that have drifted off, or I've unhooked the thing and let them drift out, whatever. You know, it's like, I wish that we could, you know, bro down and just like, fucking, let's do this. Let's be real friends. This is what real friends do. We say, like, we're going to do this. We're going to survive this. It's going to be okay. We're going to do the best we can. We're going to reskill. We're going to learn how to do this. And we're going to talk about it. But no, you got to fucking all be not able to, or two in the machine or whatever.
I thought about a guy I used to go camping with when I was a teenager. Our families were friends, and he was a good friend when I was a kid. And anyway, we did teenage camping shit. You know, mm-hmm. we did canoeing and mm-hmm. pulled each other out of the river and jumped off bridges. And it's like, he's a burly guy too.
Yeah.
And like, it's been 22, maybe 25 years since I've seen him. And I have thought about calling him out of the blue and be like, hey man, what you got going on?
Yeah, you should.
Like, I know that you know how to make a fire.
Yeah,
do that. I've seen you cook a potato in a fire.
Ooh.
And I've seen you tie a rope. I'm just saying, like, and so what do I do? Do I lead with the park property entrance exam? You've been like, I know it's been a while. I don't know if you watched the news or been feeling weird about stuff, but like, I just got, you know, like, can I send you something in the mail? I'll mail you a copy. And then if you could just get back to me and then we can have another conversation.
Yeah.
Like, that wouldn't be awkward at all.
Well, what's funny is like, there's a few like old friends that, you know, I was only in contact with via Facebook, but like, I feel like I could be like, I'm going to call them. And I feel like they would be down for everything but Florida. Like, that's the...
But we have a bad...
I believe in all this. I think I should reskill. I think that's a great idea, but not Florida. It's too hot.
Yeah, we understand.
You gotta like the weather you're in.
Are these people that you knew not... did you know them offline?
Yeah. Like, oh, I'm okay. Talking like high school okay. And like middle school and stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. Online people aren't real. I mean, no. I mean, I know.
We are real.
We are real. I mean, I know. I
said in one episode that we might not be, but we are real. The real, real. Yeah. Is that, have you done that? Have you been like, hey, that guy knows how to tie a fishing lure?
I know.
You know, like, oh, I've seen him lace two bamboo poles together to make a hut.
Ooh, that's cool.
And then there's the capitalism thing.
Yeah. And fuck, man. It's like, how do can we band together to capitalize on, like, I don't know, something together that doesn't feel dirty?
No, we can't. Because we're never going to do
that. Like, it's so dirty.
It's never going to happen.
Yeah.
So that's why they're stressed. It's like, it's only going to get worse. It's as good as it will ever be right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting worse. And there's nothing after this.
Yeah.
Not for a long, long, long time.
I
don't know why.
I'm looking forward to the XR Christmas song video because it sounds pretty like in your face, you know, everything's going to end.
Well, there's a popular theory that all politics worldwide is spite now. So you vote against the people that you want to piss off,
uh-huh,
right?
Uh-huh.
And maybe that's what climate change activism will be like, sort of like. That's what we're just hoping for. we just want our guys to piss off those other guys.
Yeah.
Waiting for the song. Waiting for the oh man, the hilarious greeting cards that get snuck into the Hallmark.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's so funny.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
How are you dealing with stress? carbonsinkle@protonmail.com. This has been another in a series of uplifting Maximum Carbon Sinkhole episodes.
Absolutely. And the plant of the episode, I guess, is our mysterious mint tea. If you know what it is, fucking tell me.
It smells like Trix.
That's
all you need to know.
Get a box of Trix, but maybe like a small box because you don't really...
Open it in the store, take a whiff, and then put it back. You're like, I didn't buy it or eat anything. You can't arrest me for smelling.
And somebody else will buy it and they'll still eat it because it'll still smell good.
Yeah, it will. And you could leave it on your counter.
Yeah.
In the compost
I wouldn't
pile,
doubt. We should check out the ingredients. Maybe it's on there. Could you imagine? Wouldn't that be funny? I was like, some certain kind of mint. Yeah, right. Like they use anything real and Trix. There's a bag of chips. My new bag of chips. I know. What are you buying bags of chips for? Fuck off. I can't grow shit. The chips are made with, there's a big thing on the top, made with, not made with vegetables, made with real vegetables. So I'm like, wow. So those other ones that just have vegetables, they may not be real. They've been
opening
fleecing us
eyes.
All this time. So anyways, yeah, if you know, I don't know. I don't know what it is. So if you know, tell me, because I would really like to buy all the seeds in the world when somebody drops money.
let us know the tricks, plant, and let us what you're doing. Let us know what you're doing to cope with the stress.
Yeah.
All right. Later.
Bye.
I just gotta be honest with you. I'm not one of them bullshit show business people, man. Who makes believe everything is going okay. You know? Because everything is not going okay.